Well, I think the most important thing is our tempo. Coming back from yesterday's practice, the defense really had our number yesterday. So just coming back today strong, getting more completions. But just understanding the system, everybody speaking the language, we're improving by leaps and bounds. So that's the most important thing.
Can you talk a little bit about the offensive line and kind of how they're coming together? Obviously, sure. They're the important part of the offense. They need to block up front for you guys to run.
Absolutely, one of the most important. And those guys up front they have their work cut out for them, especially against our defense. You know, multiple looks, multiple pressures, but they seem to be handling it really well. I think the best part about those guys is their willingness to communicate, you know, to really talk and not be afraid to make mistakes in camp. They're having a lot of fun with it, and I know Coach Googe is doing a great job pushing them, so they look great up front.
Are you enjoying this tempo?
It's awesome. We're moving fast. I think it just keeps things more game-like, because after a play during the game, you don't get a chance to walk over and talk to Coach Kavanaugh and say, hey, what'd you see? Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this, and that's why I threw it here. You don't have time. You move on to the next play, or you're going to get a delay of game. You know, things aren't right. So you have to just erase that play from your mind, good, bad, indifferent, move on, hit the next play. And then when you come back during the break, when Greg or Tim are getting reps, then I can talk to Coach Cav. And it makes it more like a series than a game. So I think it's great preparation for the season.
Mark, have you seen any improvement in Tim just over these past couple days?
I mean, in everybody. That's the most important thing, is all of us getting better. But Tim specifically, I mean, he does a great job. He's, you know, when he, especially when he pulls it down and runs, this guy can move, you know, and it's not easy to track him. He's elusive in the pocket. And he's made some really good throws. So it's been great improvement for all of us.
Mark, are you and Tony starting to kind of get on the same page where you're thinking what you could call this?
I'm getting there. But I don't want to say I'm there yet. You know, we're still pretty early into this thing. And you know, I wanna be sure when I say something like that. But it's a process, and you know, I wanna know everything possible, everything, you know, trying to think ahead, trying to anticipate calls. But I'm starting to see that you know, this offense is gonna be fun to watch.
Where would you say the offense is at this point in camp?
You know, we're day four, and working hard. You know, working hard in the weight room, working hard in the practice field, in the classroom. It's great progress so far, and you know, we get a little day off tomorrow, so we get a chance to review and relax a little bit, take care of our bodies, and be ready for day five.
What do you think the possibility of having Crow out there?
I saw him out there in the huddle. I thought he was messing around, so we promptly tried to remove him, and then we were told that he was a part of our team, even though he was wearing that black jersey. So it's all right.
What was that?
Jenny, don't. No.
What was the route that he ran, or what was the play like?
I can't tell you everything. That scheme. Crow was on an extra special top secret route.
That obviously you didn't know about?
That nobody knows except me and the rest of the offense. So.
Keep the 2,500 fans also.
Top secret.
Can you talk a little bit about the running game and kind of, you know, how you see them helping out this year? I mean, Coach said ground and pound is back.
Ground and pound. It's powerful. It's explosive. Just multiple options back there. And it really starts up front. And you should see the way Brandon Moore is moving. Nick Mangold's making calls. Brick's coming around from the backside. Slauson's holding up in there strong. Wayno's blowing people up on the line of scrimmage. And now you give guys like Terrence Ganaway, John Griffin, Joe McKnight, Sean Green, all these guys a chance to really run. Bilal Powell, and they're doing a great job out of the backfield as well. So, you know, it's not just running. They got a lot of skills, and we're trying to use all of them.
How does Tim Tebow affect the run game?
Well, you know, he's another option. He's another option that you have to respect, you have to cover, and figure out a way to tackle that guy.
When you hear Rex Ryan calling out Jeremy Curling's guys, do you notice a difference in Rex this year?
Well, he's really made a point to hold everybody accountable, to not let anything slip through the cracks. And, you know, he kind of reminded us on his first night, very similar to 3 years ago now, that, you know, this is our one shot. you know, who knows how long we're going to play this game, who knows how long this exact group is going to be together. It might only be this year, to really take advantage of it. And, you know, he wants to remind guys that there's a difference between injured and being hurt. When you're hurt, you tape it up, you know, you get some meds and keep playing. When you're injured, you rehab your butt off and get back as soon as possible. So he wants to make sure that he's holding guys accountable.
So what are you seeing from them? Because, you know, Bilal was and Terrence is new, and how did they get in those roles today?
I think Bilal came on real strong this camp. This offseason, you know, OTAs, he's really explosive. He's a lot faster. He looks like a different guy, and it's because of his confidence. You know, he just looks a little more explosive, and like he's having a little more fun. And that's everybody, but specifically him. Ganaway, he's a funny guy, and great guy to be around, always smiling, about as positive as a person you can think of, and a tough guy. You know, he was going to win. He's a competitor. So those are the kind of guys we want to hand the ball to, and that just gives us two more options, and that's great for us.
Direct the accountability you were just referring to, do you think there's a greater sense of urgency just because of the way last season ended, not in the playoffs?
Well, you know, I think it's just our makeup, our mentality. We want to hold each other accountable, hold ourselves accountable. I think after having, you know, 2 years, successful years, you would say, making the playoffs, giving ourselves a chance, not having it, I mean, it's like not even swinging the bat when you're up at the plate. It's like watching three strikes go by. You don't even give yourselves a chance. Just get in the tournament, you know. And Rex doesn't want us to miss that opportunity because, you know, just as I said before, this stuff doesn't happen forever. You can't do this forever. You get one shot, and we really need to take advantage of all these practices. You know, these games are only getting closer. Coach Barano keeps saying that, and they're not getting farther away. So you got to take advantage of every day.
Mark, when DuPont picked off McElroy, you guys all ran for the ball. Was that planned?
Coach Barano made an emphasis on turnovers. So whether it's a fumble or an interception, that everybody is immediately on defense. Everybody has to put a hat on the ball, and everybody's trying to make the tackle. And so, you know, to make the point, it's exaggerated, but, you know, it makes sense that, you know, everybody runs on offense. So, you know, you try to avoid it.
Mark, do you think the offense won today? Because of the defense winning yesterday?
Well, what did Rex say?
He hasn't said anything yet. We haven't talked to him yet.
You're out. Oh, okay.
We did pretty well. Defense looks good.
You think you have the black jerseys Wednesday?
It's up to Rex. It's above me.
Mark. Have you studied or thought at all about the learning curve of some of the other quarterbacks in the league and how maybe it wasn't until their fourth or fifth year that they really got it and maybe they haven't applied to you?
Well, I think, you know, it takes time. It takes a confidence level, and that only happens through getting more and more reps. As guys mature and get a little older, get more familiar with the defenses they see, get more familiar with their surroundings, what a pregame routine is like, you know, they really nail down their own routine and kind of find themselves, they start playing better and they just feel more comfortable. You know, they suddenly become more accurate and, you know, people take notice of it in that fourth, fifth, sixth year. But it's a process, and a lot of them who had early success might have sat for a couple years and watched somebody do it for 2-3 years and then came in and really, you know, took the league by storm.
Maybe specifically about Eli, you know, same market, same position.
Right, right.
He didn't take off until maybe the playoffs of his fourth year.
Right, right. That fourth year, I think he threw one pick in the playoffs when they won that Super Bowl. One. And I think you might have thrown 20 in the regular season. You know, I've been there. Plenty of quarterbacks have been there. So, you know, you see the margin for error in this league is so small. And once, you know, the quarterback, the offense, and the coordinator really realize that and take advantage of that and show that on the field, can win a lot of games and be very successful.
Mark, you touched on the tempo and how that simulates a game more than, you know, going to your position coach in between plays. Mm-hmm. It seems like a simple thing, but do you think maybe not doing that as much a year ago had an effect on your play?
Well, I think it's just a mentality. You know, you get into that routine of, okay, let's talk about the play. What did you see? What did I see? Before you know it, it's been 2.5 minutes in between plays and guys are walking around. If you get guys really going, you establish that tempo immediately, it just becomes a habit, and it can only help us.
You think that'll have a tangible effect on your play?
Well, I mean, I hope so. I hope it just simulates the game, and anything you can do, just like when you throw an interception in practice, you know, how are you going to react? What you do in practice, you'll end up doing in the game. So if you're hanging your head, you know, throwing water bottles and getting real upset, well, you're probably going to do that in the game. And so the focus there is, even in practice, when it feels like it might not mean anything, it's real, and to treat it like a game. So that's where Coach Brano's at with us.
Mark, you knew that Eli stat kind of off the top of your head, one interception in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Did you look at what he did in his fourth year?
You know, you see guys elevate their game in the playoffs. You see, you look at other careers. You know, that kind of stuff gets brought to your attention, especially, you know, you have similar career tracks as somebody else in the league, or you know, a similar upbringing, just like Luck and Manning. You know, they're both first-round picks. They both stayed for their senior year. You just kind of pick up on similarities like that. So, yeah, I looked into it and seen how successful he's been, seen how he's really weathered the storm and played really well. And I mean, his game's unbelievable. He's doing a great job.
Does that give you some more from that? Yeah.
Well, that it's just, you know, this whole thing is a learning process. And it really is a marathon, not a sprint. So just to keep your head down, keep working, smile, and have a good time with it.
Did you give Tim some grief about his run off the field the other day?
Well, we gave him a hard time. We gave him a hard time, but it's all in fun. He's been great.
Do you want to share the specifics
of that?
The hard time?
I mean, we just joked about it. Mm. We just joked. I'm sure Greg will have something to say about it.
Does it put any pressure on you?
Killing Greg.
Does that put additional pressure on you?
I've been doing some extra abs lately, so I feel good. Probably buy a Bowflex or something.
When can we expect the Baywatch moment from you?
Well, Tim reminded me that I've had those kind of spreads already. So we went back and forth.
It is a hot calling kind of black.
Time and a place.
White pants.
That's right.
White pants.
White pants. Thanks, Mark. See you guys. Thanks.